With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Sense of meaning and purpose in life linked to longer lifespan. A UCLA-led study of 9,050 English people with an average age of 65 found that the people with the greatest well-being were 30% less likely to die during the average 8.5-year follow-up period than those with the least well-being. The study, published in The Lancet as part of a special series on aging, was conducted by researchers from the University College London, Princeton University, and Stony Brook University. It used questionnaire answers to measure a type of well-being called eudaimonic well-being, which relates to your sense of control, feeling that what you're doing is worthwhile, and your sense of purpose in life. The results were adjusted for age, sex, socioeconomic status, physical health, depression, smoking, physical activity, and alcohol intake, to rule out as many factors as possible that can influence both health and well-being. Over the next 8.5 years, 9% of the people in the highest well-being category had died, compared with 29% in the lowest category. Once all the other factors had been taken into account, people with the highest well-being were 30% less likely to die over the study period, living on average 2 years longer than the lowest well-being group. This is the Superhuman Radio Network. School lunches offer better average nutrition than packed lunches. Approximately 60% of the more than 50 million public elementary and secondary education students obtain a substantial portion of their daily calories from school lunches. The 2012-2013 National School Lunch Program, or NSLP, nutritional standards govern what those students eat. For those who bring packed lunches, there are no nutritional standards, however. With that in mind, researchers from Virginia Tech compared school lunches with packed lunches and found that school lunches have greater nutritional quality. To assess lunches, the researchers observed 3 rural Virginia elementary schools. An observational checklist was used to record all food and drinks served as part of the NSLP or brought from home. We'll come right back with more Superhuman News Update on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Theory or not, best study designs for increasing vegetable intake in children. Researchers try to develop interventions that are most likely to work. Sometimes that involves deciding which activities should be included, such as whether to have cooking classes or be involved in a garden. However, a little talked about consideration is whether to include behavior theory within the intervention. Things like attitudes, self-efficiency, social norms, and others may or may not be included in the intervention or reflected by these activities. Often this decision is made based on the researcher's own bias as to whether behavior therapy helps or not. However, researchers at the USDA, Baylor College of Medicine, and Federal University of Santa Catarina decided to look at the data already published in order to guide future research. In a systematic, in-depth review focused on the use of behavior theory and interventions aimed to increase fruit and vegetable intake among children, researchers found theory-based interventions to be beneficial for vegetable intake only. The authors determined the effects of theory used to be limited overall. Higher levels of fruit and vegetable intake protect against hypertension, heart disease, stroke, and other chronic diseases, and may be a strategy for obesity prevention among children and adults, but fruit and vegetable interventions have been minimally effective, concluded lead author Cassandra Deep. Her team wanted to determine if using or not using behavior theory contributed to effectiveness. However, they found little or mixed support for enhanced dietary change with use of theory, multiple theories, or formal planning process and dietary change interventions. This result may be surprising to many researchers, professional organizations, and funding agencies that stress the inclusion of behavior theory in nutrition programs. A total of 33 interventions were found among 29 articles, 8 with no theoretical foundation, 15 using one theory, and the remaining 10 using two theories. Social cognitive theory was the most common, and it was used in 17 interventions. Theory of planned behavior was used in 6 interventions. This is your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. And this is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with my co-host, Ken O'Neill. How are you, Ken O'Neill? Ken O'Neill, are you there? Oh, there you are.
I'm here now.
We're having all sorts of challenges. Just so everybody knows, Dr. Jim Oshman was supposed to be on the show with us, but we think that we may have gotten him confused on the times and days because he was supposed to be on last week when I had to take off and go north to visit a chiropractor, and we think that maybe we confused him with the return date here. So it's probably not his fault. It's probably ours. Is that fair to say, Ken?
Probably.
Okay, so but we've got plenty of things to talk about, to be honest with you. And we needed a catch-up show anyway because we've got lots of different things that I want to talk about that we never have time to because we always have guests. And first and foremost on the list for me is we never did acknowledge or talk about the fact that you had a heart attack and actually died a couple times on the table, right?
That's right. I'm a twice-born Brahmin or thereabouts.
Yeah. Now I got to ask you a couple questions about it. So we always hear these stories about near-death, out-of-body experiences. Did you experience that?
No.
No. Did you see the light?
No.
Did anyone beckon you from your past family members that have been deceased and go, Ken, go back, you're not ready to go to come here yet?
No, I didn't have any of that kind of stuff. Here's what happened.
Ken, you're shallow. Damn it. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no. I'm shallow. I don't have any metaphysical background.
I don't know anybody who has the depth that you have. And if you didn't see that stuff, I'm starting to question all those other people now.
Well, okay? You know, let's take it in context. They're called near-death experience, and some people have a lot of bells and whistles and razzle-dazzles, and others don't. I've got my own view of what happened. I know there's certainly been some incredible change, if you will, that's occurred. I woke up on Saturday, October 4th, early, thinking or feeling, because it was a feeling, it was a burning in my chest, that my seasonal allergies were really erupting and irritating the bronchia. So I got up to clear my throat, which is to say spit it out, cough it up and spit it out.
Right.
I didn't make it across the bedroom to the bathroom. I collapsed. And I found getting up incredibly strange. So I have strong legs, and they just weren't there. I got up into a chair, still thinking it was bronchia, went back to bed, thought, hell, I'll just go back to sleep. And something said, no, you better not. This is strange. So I got up, went down the hall, long hall, about 20, 30 feet to my wife, and she said, you're ashen, you're sweating, and you're cold. Now, if you remember back to July 24th broadcast, we had Dr. Lane Sebring on.
Yes.
The pioneering paleo physician.
Yes.
He's my doctor and my friend. So Karen called him, waking him up. giving him some blood pressure readings and so on, and his response was, call EMS as I call the hospital. So EMS was out. I still thought I was having Lugiitis from bronchitis or something. And they came out, hooked me up to some equipment, and said, we're going to the hospital in San Marcos, which is 20-30 minute drive from here, and into civilization. They wouldn't even let me go take a pee. They made me take it outside in front of the truck. So I was hooked up on an IV, sailing into San Marcos. The emergency room was waiting for me. 17 minutes into later, I was fixed. But in the interim, I died twice, cardiac arrest. I had a big blood clot sucked out of the posterior artery of the heart.
Really?
And two stents put in. Now, here's the really interesting question. A person who works out for 55 years, is in pretty good shape, could stand to lose a few pounds. How does this happen?
Well, obviously, there's something you're doing that is obviously there's something you're doing that is contributing. Yeah, or not doing. Okay.
Yeah. There are some dietary things I had to take into account, but by and large, and stress. But by and large, I came out of that 2 weeks later. My follow-up appointment with the cardiologist, expecting to be put on some standard remedial aerobics program, you know, where you walk on a treadmill three times a week for half an hour for 12 weeks to get you into some medium shape. He said, you're fine. Go back to weightlifting. Just don't do it as heavy. No heavy bench presses, no heavy deadlifts, which deepened the equation. The really interesting thing is I left the hospital with virtually no information other than to take three pharmaceuticals. And to be a couch potato for 2 weeks, to not do anything that caused sweating, and to not lift more than 10 pounds. That was the information I had. Well, being who I am, that was...
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen, man. I needed to know. So I made it... And then some of the guests we've had on the show, and some others that I know, physicians mostly, recommended stuff that I should get a hold of and read, and I did that, and websites I should search out. And then I found a really interesting material in a textbook of evolutionary medicine and biology. It seems that what I had was – I've had testing over the years. I don't have much of anything in the way of arterial blockage. So how did I have 100% and a 70% block?
Well, blood clots can cause blocks. It doesn't have to be a stenosis from plaque.
Right. And where did the blood clots come from?
Well, the thrombotic index of blood can be increased by a variety of things, dietary, and even supplements that you're taking could be thickening your blood.
Right. And another thing that can do that is there's a distinction between stable and unstable plaque. Unstable plaque is prone to breaking away or being broken away by the action of microbes in the lesion underneath the plaque, resulting in a big clot being set loose.
Hmm.
And one of the things, this is interesting, one of the things that statins do, the evolutionary medicine people say statins lowering cholesterol is a pointless argument. You know, we've had the cholesterol phobia argument for 60 years. It's not been proven. It's been falsified a number of times. So let's forget that. What is it, if anything, statins are doing? Well, they're doing two things. They're an anti-inflammatory. And get this. They're an antimicrobial.
Hmm.
They lessen the inflammation due to microbial action in those lesions, which is one factor that gets the clot forming in the first place.
Interesting. That's really interesting.
So my remedial action has been, you know, I'm working with a cardiologist and with Dr. Sebring, cleaning up the diet, losing some weight, and increasing the reps and working out.
Are you a fan of beer? I know that you always joke about being Irish and
I have not had any alcohol since that event, and yes, I am a fan.
I'm happy to hear that, because I want to come back and address alcohol. Here's what we're going to do. Dr. Oshman will be back on, but this is an important show. So we're going to talk more about this. We're going to talk about a piece of hate mail that Ken received after his heart attack from somebody in the audience. And then I'm going to reveal something about myself. I feel like Ken was worried. He goes, let's cancel the show. We've got nothing to talk about. As I have a story that I'll tell, it's a true story. I've never told it to anybody except my sister, and she's passed away. I'm going to share it with this audience. I'm going to bleed for the audience. You're listening to Transevolutionary Fitness Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Sega!
Sonic, wait up!
Later in the show, the brilliant MIT researcher Dr. Stephanie Seneff will be on to talk about the missing link between vitamin D and heart health that all the other studies are missing out on. Right now, this is the Transevolutionary Fitness Radio Show, and we're talking about Ken O'Neill's heart attack. And we're going to cover his post-heart attack recovery process. So let's get back into this, Ken, and then we'll read the email, the hate mail that you got right after your heart attack. How's that sound?
Well, a heart attack, it's kind of a strange thing for me experientially. I've never had anything like this before. Never really hospitalized since I was 5 years old, 65 years ago, with emergency appendicitis. So people are asking, you know, geez, it's terrible and so on. I didn't take it that way. I think I was at a level of fitness that, yes, I had the incident. The medical team solved the problem, and here I am. The day after the incident, I had an echocardiogram.
Right.
It's an ultrasound measurement.
Of the heart, right.
Nothing. All the arteries are clean. The heart was fine. I mean, apparently it did nothing.
Well, you know what? This is tantamount to, there's something called a TIA, a transient ischemic, event of the brain. That is, they call it a mini stroke. It happens. It disappears. There's very little necrotic tissue. If it wasn't for the symptoms, we would never know you had a stroke. The symptoms eventually subside. It's the same thing with the heart.
Now, here's where I want to go with this. You ask about the, you know, seeing the light, seeing loved ones, the NDE, the near-death experience. I've heard about near-death experiences for decades, and by and large, people go on about them, and my response is generally, well, I can understand that's important because up until that point, you were having a near-life experience. You weren't living. These things sometimes shake us awake. In my case, I tend to think of some of the classical discussions out of the contemplative traditions in Asia. Do you know when you've had an awakening or not? And by and large, they tend to say it doesn't matter if you know it. In most cases, we don't know it or don't remember it. What occurs is a transformation in our emotional and psychological makeup. Now, in my case, that's very definitely occurred. Things about me have changed that I didn't have to think about, I didn't have to weigh and value and come to decisions about. I'm just more focused. I'm grateful. I treasure life more. I'm saying yes to life more. And I'm really unwilling to get involved with people that are, you know, Facebook and so on that engage in name calling. Oh, you're a liberal. Oh, you're a conservative. This and that. If anything, the transvaluative experience, and that's a term I invented a long time ago that occurred to me, is the focus of this transevolutionary fitness is all the stronger. And it's, you know, fortuitous, I suppose, that Dr. Oshman couldn't be with us today, because when he is with us, he's going to blow your mind. He's gone someplace that science has to catch up, and he hasn't done it alone. There's a lot of science that's ahead of science. There's a lot of science that isn't equivalent to religious fundamentalism that beckons our future becoming. And what we're doing with this program, what I'm doing with the rest of my life, is essentially educating, providing educational services and training for people to become fuller versions of themselves. I'm not saying I'm providing answers.
You can remain
providing principles.
You can remain whatever religious ideology you subscribe to. This is not,
absolutely.
You know, people get this confused. And this next email that we're going to read clearly speaks to this. You know, it doesn't matter what you are, man, woman, Jew, Christian, Catholic, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, you know, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, Tea Party. It doesn't matter any more than learning to read should belong to one group or the other. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Where I start, back in the 60s, we started having to fill out forms indicating race for registering for college or other things. I always fill that in as human.
Yeah,
and
you really,
that's
a good
my
one.
Response to what you were just saying. That, you know, let's embrace being human first and foremost, because that's the one family we're all members of.
You know, what we you know, and this government today, both sides, all five sides, whatever you want to call it, whatever parties you subscribe to, They live on fracturing the population, because a population that is fighting amongst itself cannot pay attention to what is being done to it. So, you know, we've already gotten the race line drawn in the sand, the political party line drawn in the sand, the socioeconomic party drawn in the sand, gender line drawn in the sand, the religion line. I mean, it's like, what's next? Oh, you like pancakes? I don't. I hate you. It's like we are already fractured. We need to
find reasons. Doing it with diet. The vegans can't stand the paleoists. The paleos can't stand the vegans. And they've all got to be right. They're all sectarian. Position with trans-evolutionary fitness is evolution says we're human, and what we need to look at is our satisfaction with being humans and evolving further forward, getting out of this mess. I don't look to politics for any answers. I look to us people, to grassroots as the answer.
And not everybody's ideas of what answers are the right answers are right, and not everyone is going to agree with them. And, you know, like I have an issue with science when it breaks with civil discourse. When someone has a position in science and someone else goes, you're an idiot for thinking that, that's no longer science. That's ideology, okay? Because we don't know the answers in science, and every day we're being contradicted what we thought we knew, and something new is evolving. So people who dig their heels in the sand and go, you're wrong, I'm right, you're the one that's wrong because of your position.
Real science would agree with you. We have two sciences right now. We have the science of the 1850s, which is reductionistic materialism. Its spokesmen are Quackwatch, Skeptical Inquirer, and that pseudo-intellectual Richard Dawkins and his failed theory of selfish gene. These people have become evangelists of a religion of scientism. Unfortunately for them, they have not kept up with the revolution of 100 years ago, namely quantum physics, which has changed the things entirely. People like Dr. Oshman that was going to be on today are addressing biology in terms of quantum physics and showing that things like energy medicine have scientific basis, that we're bigger than we thought we were, and that the religion of science and the religion of religion both are scared to death of us knowing that.
Well, but here's what I say to those out there who think that this is an anti-religion message.
No.
Guess what prayer is? Energy medicine. You hear people that pray and pray and their diseases go away. That's energy medicine. If you believe in something strong enough, that's energy medicine. Whatever catalyzes your belief, whether it's religion, whether it's prayer, whether it's whatever it is, that is energy medicine. We have to take a break.
Right.
When we come back, I want to read the email, and then I want to talk about my own experience with this phenomenon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. Okay. So, here's an email from a listener. Hey, Ken O'Neill, I am a longtime listener, a huge fan of Superhuman Radio. Carl is a stand-up guy, and he's doing great work, and I appreciate that sentiment. Your show is the only show that I have struggled to follow every week since sometime. It's a little dry, but admittedly, I'm starting to appreciate it more. On this week's show, I heard you recently had a heart attack. I then went to your social network website and discovered that you are nothing more than liberal puke. It is very upsetting to me to find out that you came so close to leaving this world and somehow managed to slip back in. Parenthetically, since you are a stinking liberal, I can only imagine you didn't slip back in the front door. You probably smashed a basement window and crawled back in unwelcome. LOL. Get it? Liberal? Hopefully during the next go-around, you'll leave us for good because I truly believe this world will be a better place without people like you in it. This is a real email. We didn't make this up for like sympathy. The good Christian in me will continually pray that you drop dead of a heart attack. That's called pragmatic prayer. Preferably some evening when you are sitting down with your family for dinner. This way they can bear witness and suffer for your sins for the rest of their time as well. People such as yourself truly are the scum of the earth, vile, disgusting, mentally ill, repulsive, liberal. No bull S, just the truth. And I have to say, I love his signature block, because while I don't agree with him there, with that sentiment, I think it's funny that he has in his signature block, press 1 for English and press 2 to disconnect and call back when you learn English. So basically, what we have here is a person who claims to be Christian, while Christianity talks about what's the word I'm looking for? Acceptance and turn the other cheek and all that sort of stuff. But really, that's not what he's about. So, but what? How did you feel when you read that, Ken? Did it upset you?
No. No, I've learned a long time ago. You know, there are people that will tell you, you can take what I say, or you can take me or leave me, but I'm speaking the truth. I don't go there. I go to a meta position that says, consider the source.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate.
And I'm not being arrogant with that. I mean, there are people, look at the name he uses, Glocker 19.
Okay. I didn't want to give any of that away, to be honest with you, because I'm not looking to, look, this guy could have written this email because he wanted to get under your skin, but he's probably a decent person who is not somebody who's as hateful as this email sounds. And this is what I've learned in life.
No, I mean, in my case, I've had this kind of stuff for years and I just ignore it. Well, why build a case over it?
But my point is, from what we were talking about before, this show is not about liberal. It's not about, look, I'm a conservative at heart. There are a lot of things that I disagree with, that Ken agrees with. And there are things that he has the same relationship with me where we disagree about things and we agree. But that's the yin and yang of life. That's what keeps everything in balance. Because the truth of the matter is, all humans have the ability to be corrupt. No one party has a monopoly on altruism. They're both evil. They're both corrupt. They both harm people. They both do things under the premise of the greater good. And anybody who believes that one party, that's why critical thinking, George Carlin knew it. He talked about critical thinking, how this government doesn't want critical thinkers. They don't want critical thinkers because if you're a critical thinker, you'll go, well, there are good things about this party and there are bad things about this party. I do not agree with everything, but they want people that agree with everything. And unfortunately, because there aren't enough critical thinkers in the world, we have the situation we have today with the two-party system. That's it. That's all I want.
Agreed.
Okay.
And being called liberal, being called conservative, really doesn't concern me. I use progressive. Unfortunately, people that are caught in the rhetoric of politics look upon progressive as midpoint to liberal, which I don't. I look upon it from more of a evolutionary point of view with a question, are we moving forward? Are we getting caught in a quagmire? Are we disevolving, to use Lieberman's term?
Right.
Moving backward. And particularly in the environment we're in, what started Trans-Evolutionary Radio was a recognition that upwards of 75% of medical problems today, and that means billions and billions in expenditures, a lot of it coming from tax dollars, are treating diseases that are not infectious, that are not communicable, that are diseases based on eating byproducts of industrial food and inactivity. And result in a huge system of pharmaceutical medicine that maintains disease rather than telling people, get active and eat right. Your genetic nature, your living matrix is predetermined for health and for prosperity and thriving. So go for it.
That's what this show is about,
kind of progress.
We should be the longest living generation now. Because we can cherry pick what we understand about evolution and what therapeutic breakthroughs we can take advantage of today that enhance what we understand about evolution. But instead, they focus on the wrong medicine.
Way, when Jonathan Sullivan was on, he talked about the two phenotypes, the sick aging phenotype. We have people that are aging in the progressive degeneration zone that are outliving their parents and grandparents, but they're not outliving it with any kind of style or dignity. Then we have that other phenotype, the healthy aging, which is what we're advocating, that are living to a ripe old age and are doing it well, that tend to hit that 80% Dr. Sebring talked about of vital reserves, and then keel over suddenly.
Yeah. I want to take a break early because I want to come back and tell a story. And I'm probably going to lose some listeners with this story. I have a funny feeling because they're going to go, okay, Carl, you've gone off the deep end. But this is a true story. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Transevolutionary Fitness Radio. You can send hate email to Ken O'Neill by going to transevolutionaryfitness.com. And who knows? Maybe we'll read your hate email on the show or send them a nice email. Try that. Let's balance it out. Let's do the yin and yang.
Send money, too.
Yeah, send money. There you go. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
At the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Stephanie Seneff to talk about the missing link between vitamin D and heart health and why perhaps some of the research done on vitamin D, as I propose, is flawed. Okay. I got to really get into this for a minute because, when you reveal the some of the soft sides of yourself, you run the risk of being ostracized, humiliated, embarrassed, and so on and so forth. But I have to tell the story because it really fits into the context of our show. Okay? So, about 7-8 years ago, I was going through a very, very difficult point in time. I have to omit certain information, but those of you who have followed me for years probably can put two and two together. I was really being run over, or let's say thrown under a bus, by a particular individual who had a lot of authority over me at that point in time. And I had just received yet another blow, a dehumanizing blow, a humiliating blow by this person who had the authority and power over me to do these things at that point in my life. And I was feeling really, really, really bad and really, really upset and really, really angry. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go for a walk. And it was early in the morning. I was living in Phoenix at the time. My mom was still alive. My dad had passed. I was there staying with her to kind of, let's just say, staying with her. And so it was a beautiful day in Phoenix. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was cool but sunny, and it must have been about 8 a.m. in the morning, maybe 7:30, and I went out. Sun was already up. Sun used to go up very early in Phoenix all the time. And I'm walking. I'm listening to music. I'm listening to Andre Bocelli. And his music is very moving to me. It really does move the spirit, at least for me. It speaks to me. And I remember thinking about this person that was oppressing me at that point in time, really taking unfair advantage of his power over me. And I became very, very angry. And I assure you that I am telling you this story, and it's the truth. And I swear on the soul of my mother that this is exactly what happened. So I'm walking. I planned on walking for an hour. I had a route that I walked, and I'm walking. I'm listening to music. I'm thinking about this person. I'm really getting angry. And I, out of nowhere, I decided, I knew where this person worked during the day. I knew what time of day it was, you know, where they were. And I imagined a beam shooting out of my head, of a yellow hot beam shooting out of my head and going east. And I could see the top of the building and going down into his office. And I could imagine him at his desk. I imagined that what he had on, his tie and so on. I imagined this beam going through the top of his head, from my head to his head, thousands of miles away, and engulfing his heart and squeezing his heart. I was so angry at what this guy was doing to me. And I was helpless. I had no power over him. He had all control over my life at that moment in time. And I thought about this so strongly, Ken, that the hair on my body started to stand up. I felt energized. I felt a feeling that I had never felt before. It was almost adulation. And I walked, and I kept this image in my head, and I saw him at his desk, and I saw him collapse at his desk. Okay? The only person I ever told this story to was my sister, and she's gone now. Okay. I did this for the entire walk. Let's say of the hour walk, I did this for like 35, 40 minutes. I focused on this image. I felt it. I felt the power of it. I was supposed to have a liaison of mine was supposed to have a meeting with this person a week later to represent me. And this representative of mine contacted me and said the meeting had to be postponed because this person had a heart attack at work and had to be rushed to the hospital, and he would not be returning to work for some time until he got better. This is a true story. I told my sister this story. She says to me, don't ever tell anybody this story because they'll just think you're crazy. But this is a true story. Now, the reason I've been thinking about this lately is because I'm wondering if the mind is strong enough, given the right circumstances. And this could have been total coincidence, obviously, right? This is, this, There's but plenty of coincidences. People hit the lottery every day with a 1 in 40 million chance. That's a coincidence, right? But if, in fact, the mind is strong enough to make something like that occur, then how can you manifest those that same energy to make good things occur in your life? And any opinions you have on the story at all?
Well, the first thing that jumps to mind is Russell Targ and Hal Puthoff, who at Stanford Research Institute from the 60s through the 80s received, what, over $25 million in Department of Defense and Naval Intelligence money to do similar things. I believe only their work in remote viewing has been declassified. They were also doing things with remote mind control and remote medical diagnosis. And they did it for over 20 years because at least the remote viewing was very successful. What they have in common, and it would have been something that Dr. Oshman could address, is that the new science is indicating that the living matrix, you and me, emits all kinds of radio frequencies. We emit electromagnetic frequencies just like a radio does. CAT scans, fMRIs, PET scans all read that energy and make pictures from it.
Mm-hmm.
The human heart is the strongest energy emitter of the body. Devices can measure, do an EKG 12 to 15 feet away from your body if they can read the electromagnetic frequencies that you're emitting. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
It's amazing. It's a whole area of science that orthodox science can't explain, so it wants to ignore it. Meanwhile, the new sciences, rooting themselves in quantum physics, are able to explain it, and develop applications. So being able to do things remotely is not out of the question. Not out of the question at all. Being able to do something that damaging, I don't know.
Now, it could have been a coincidence, right?
But it could have very definitely been a coincidence.
And, I hope
you're not feeding that guy to go experimenting.
No. But I've never experimented with it. It wasn't an experiment. It took place organically. I was feeling angry. I was feeling oppressed. Yet I kept having these things being done to me by a system that I had no control over. And the person that was doing it to me was going beyond the call of his actions and his duties, and using means that were inappropriate by other people's standards who were observing them. Like, I don't understand why this is being done to you. This doesn't make sense. But there was nothing I could do because this person sat in a position of absolute power.
Right. Well, your anger must have been very intense to be that concentrated.
All I can tell you is that I felt, I had done cocaine when I was a kid. I know what that feels like. I was so exhilarated and energized that I could feel like, you know, when you rub a balloon and it gets static electricity and you hold it by your skin and you could feel it pulling the hairs up on your skin. My entire body had that feeling. I was so angry. I was so enraged. I was focusing all of this anger and all of this rage into a beam that I saw shooting out of my head and making its way across country and shooting down into his office and I could see it engulfing his heart and getting tighter and tighter and tighter on his heart. And I was thinking, you SOB. And when I heard the news that the meeting was called off because of this, I asked what day it was, and it was the day that I had this experience. And I thought to myself, I told my sister about it, and I felt very bad about it. I felt a great sense of shame and guilt. I thought to myself, I dismissed it. I said, oh, it's just coincidental. That's nonsense. There's no way that I could have affected any other human being that way. But I don't know, you know.
Well, one thing that I'd add to it that you've just clarified is both of you had a charge on each other.
Yeah. Yeah, we had like we had an open pathway.
There was some history there. There was some receptivity there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Whereas the average, you know, an anonymous source being able to do that to somebody, I doubt it because there's not the charge. There's not.
Yeah,
that
you don't have that level of emotion for somebody you don't know. You don't have.
You're not already tuned into one another.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I could imagine him. I could see his face. I could see him sitting there. I could see him working. I imagine the white shirt, crisp white shirt, a nice tie. I imagine him sitting there at his desk, you know, working, doing the kind of work that he would do. I mean, I crystallized every aspect of this in my mind and focused every fiber of my being on that and that moment. And it was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable. In fact, I came away from it feeling good. I remember thinking like I it was almost cathartic for me. I felt like, you know, in my own sheepish, cowardly way, I had like, you know, I didn't know anything actually happened, but I just felt like in my own sheepish, cowardly way, I was like, you know, resolving this in myself, creating some sort of closure for myself.
Right. Now, people that are trained to do things like that, to influence at a distance and so on, recognize that they can be targets as well. So the training is twofold. Not only to project, but to deflect.
Huh, interesting.
That you become like a surrounded by a parabolic reflector so that any energy coming at you of that sort is amplified and returned to its center in amplified form.
And for those out there who come from a more religious standpoint, we've heard of prayer circles, right? Everybody praying for the good outcome.
Yeah.
I mean, so how is that any different than this type of focused mindset developing energy for an outcome?
Well, with a prayer circle, it works with synergy. You know, where say you've got a dozen people doing it, 1 + 1 + 1 up to 12 is greater than 12.
Right, right. We have actually come to the end of the interview, and you were worried that we weren't going to have things to talk about today without Jim Oshman, who, by the way, called during the last commercial break, and I told him that you'd reach out to him and get him rescheduled. He was very, very apologetic.
Okay, good. Because he'll probably be the most significant interview we've had, not shortchanging anyone else, but what he's doing is equivalent to Copernicus introducing the heliocentric model of the universe, or Pasteur saying, look, infection's not caused by curses, it's caused by microbes, we can see them now.
Right.
It's that big.
Go to transevolutionaryfitness.com today to learn more about Ken O'Neill. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will be joined by Dr. Stephanie Seneff. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman
Thanks,
Radio.
Carl.
Yes, Ken. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Enhancers and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton.
Sense of meaning and purpose in life linked to longer lifespan. A UCLA-led study of 9,050 English people with an average age of 65 found that the people with the greatest well-being were 30% less likely to die during the average 8.5-year follow-up period than those with the least well-being. The study published in The Lancet as part of a special series on aging was conducted by researchers from the University College London, Princeton University, and Stony Brook University. It used questionnaire answers to measure a type of well-being called eudaimonic well-being, which relates to your sense of control, feeling that what you're doing is worthwhile, and your sense of purpose in life. The results were adjusted for age, sex, socioeconomic status, physical health, depression, smoking, physical activity, and alcohol intake, to rule out as many factors as possible that can influence both health and well-being. Over the next 8.5 years, 9% of the people in the highest well-being category had died, compared with 29% in the lowest category. Once all the other factors had been taken into account, people with the highest well-being were 30% less likely to die over the study period, living on average 2 years longer than the lowest well-being group. This is the Superhuman Radio Network. School lunches offer better average nutrition than packed lunches. Approximately 60% of the more than 50 million public elementary and secondary education students obtain a substantial portion of their daily calories from school lunches. The 2012-2013 National School Lunch Program, or NSLP, nutritional standards govern what those students eat. For those who bring packed lunches, there are no nutritional standards, however. With that in mind, researchers from Virginia Tech compared school lunches with packed lunches and found that school lunches have greater nutritional quality. To assess lunches, the researchers observed 3 rural Virginia elementary schools. An observational checklist was used to record all food and drinks served as part of the NSLP or brought from home. We'll come right back with more Superhuman News Update on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Theory or not, best studied designs for increasing vegetable intake in children. Researchers try to develop interventions that are most likely to work. Sometimes that involves deciding which activities should be included, such as whether to have cooking classes or be involved in a garden. However, a little talked about consideration is whether to include behavior theory within the intervention. Things like attitudes, self-efficiency, social norms, and others may or may not be included in the intervention or reflected by these activities. Often this decision is made based on the researcher's own bias as to whether behavior therapy helps or not. However, researchers at the USDA, Baylor College of Medicine, and Federal University of Santa Catarina decided to look at the data already published in order to guide future research. In a systematic, in-depth review focused on the use of behavior theory and interventions aimed to increase fruit and vegetable intake among children, researchers found theory-based interventions to be beneficial for vegetable intake only. The authors determined the effects of theory used to be limited overall. Higher levels of fruit and vegetable intake protect against hypertension, heart disease, stroke, and other chronic diseases, and may be a strategy for obesity prevention among children and adults, but fruit and vegetable interventions have been minimally effective, concluded lead author Cassandra Deep. Her team wanted to determine if using or not using behavior theory contributed to effectiveness. However, they found little or mixed support for enhanced dietary change with use of theory, multiple theories, or formal planning process in dietary change interventions. This result may be surprising to many researchers, professional organizations, and funding agencies that stress the inclusion of behavior theory in nutrition programs. A total of 33 interventions were found among 29 articles, 8 with no theoretical foundation, 15 using one theory, and the remaining 10 using two theories. Social cognitive theory was the most common, and it was used in 17 interventions. Theory of planned behavior was used in 6 interventions. This is your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest is a returning guest, Dr. Stephanie Seneff. How you doing, Dr. Seneff?
I'm doing great.
Welcome back.
Great to be back.
Yeah, yeah. And so we have you back on the show because of a study that is a bit old, but nonetheless probably more important today than ever before. And we've been having this discussion. Yesterday, I had Dr. Oliver Gilley on the show, who wrote a paper to respond to the Lancet's position that vitamin D insufficiency is more corollary than causative to disease.
And we've been doing a lot of
different shows about vitamin D lately because it's a very, very popular molecule and a lot of
very
people,
interesting molecule.
Yeah.
Yes,
but the interesting thing about vitamin D is this: the interest in vitamin D arises from a certain. Certain patterns of health and the lack of diseases of individuals that live in climates where they get a lot of sun.
Right.
But all of the controlled trials on vitamin D are on orally administered or intramuscularly injected vitamin D, ignoring our evolutionary passage of how we get vitamin D through our skin. And so there's a lot of conflicting information out there. And sometimes I wonder if scientists are getting it wrong just because they're ignoring the importance, the pleiotropic effects of vitamin D produced in the skin.
I absolutely think so. And I find it really fascinating that they, you know, on the one hand, they see that sunny places have good health. And then they just jump the gun and say, oh, that must be vitamin D, you know?
Right.
They just think, and then they think, well, we can just give them vitamin D as a supplement and that'll do the same thing. And it is totally not true.
Yeah, because we see elevations in 25-hydroxy levels, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we see the benefits associated with vitamin D. And a lot of people ignore things like pre-vitamin D. They ignore the cholesterol. What is it, 7-hydroxy cholesterol that's transferred?
Right, the precursor to vitamin D, which is,
I mean, there's a lot more going on in the skin than the conversion of cholecalciferol to 25-hydroxy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel it's very, very interesting, and I have an interesting story to tell as far as I'm understanding vitamin D, which I've been studying vitamin D for a long time. I'm very fascinated with that molecule. It's really a hormone, and the hormones, of course, you respond to them in very tiny amounts, but vitamin D has to jump through hoops before it becomes a hormone, as you probably know,
right,
in terms of what you have to do with it. It doesn't, you don't just, when you take vitamin D or when you get it from the sun, it has to get to the liver. The liver has to activate it to produce the 25-hydroxy that you referred to, and then the kidney has to activate it again, even more, to make a 1,25-hydroxy. That's the one that's active. That's the one that's a hormone. And so if you can't make that, no matter how much vitamin D you get, you know, you're going to be vitamin D deficient in terms of that hormone because your enzymes are not working. That is a key point that people miss. The enzymes in the liver and the enzymes in the kidney that activate the vitamin D need to be working. And they aren't working because they're exposed to all these toxic chemicals. And I think that's exactly why we have a vitamin D deficiency epidemic. We certainly have an epidemic today. They sort of woke up and realized about 2006 or so that, oh, my God, everybody's deficient in vitamin D. And now their solution is just pumping vitamin D into all the food, you know, giving everybody vitamin D supplements. They're obsessed on it. And this is like, you know, they should step back and say, wait a moment, why are we so deficient? Why are we suddenly so deficient, you know?
Right.
Doesn't make sense.
So talk about the cholesterol sulfate and its conversion to vitamin D sulfate for a second, and its effects on obesity and heart disease for a second.
Yeah, no, I think cholesterol sulfate is hugely, hugely important. I identified it as an extremely important molecule many years ago, and I have read everything I can find on cholesterol sulfate since then. There's not much written because people don't understand it. They say, oh, yeah, there's cholesterol sulfate in the... It's actually the highest... among the sterols that are in the blood, the cholesterol sulfate is the highest concentration normally. And it's a wonderful, wonderful molecule because it can, it's a amphiphilic. And vitamin D sulfate is similar, by the way. They both have similar properties. Mm-hmm. Both are synthesized in the skin upon sun exposure. And the key point is that the sulfate is being synthesized. This is something people have totally missed. And I think this is so important to our health that the skin produces sulfate from reduced sulfur sources and from oxygen mm-hmm. in the presence of sunlight. And that sulfate is then transported by the cholesterol and by the vitamin D to be delivered to all the tissues of the body, especially the blood. I mean, the blood will totally fail if there's not enough sulfate. And right now, I would say that the characterization, the key underlying underpinnings of most of these diseases that are going crazy these days, the ones that are, you know, rising in epidemic proportions, you can trace them all back to insufficient sulfate in the blood. And then the disease is, manifestation is to steal sulfate. You're robbing sulfate from some organ or some organ system in order to supply sulfate to the blood. I believe that's like sort of a generic theory that explains a huge amount of stuff.
Okay, so let's talk about the sulfate for a second. So if I'm taking sulfur-based type things, like, for instance, MSM, which people take for the joints, or even...
Chondroitin sulfate, glucosamine sulfate.
I think beta-alanine is an amino acid that is a sulfate-based amino acid.
Not that one, but there are other ones. N-acetylcysteine, N-acetylmethionine,
N-acetylmethionine. So if I'm getting
L-lipoic acid, there's a bunch of guys that have sulfur in them. People don't realize. All these things that are nutritiously valuable, many of them have sulfur. In fact, chondroitin sulfate, you know, people take it for the joints, and they think they're taking chondroitin for the joints, but actually they're taking sulfate for the joints, I believe. They don't realize. People have argued in papers that the chondroitin gets completely clobbered so that it doesn't even get into the blood, let alone get to the joints. So they don't understand, why is this stuff any good? The reason is because it transports sulfate to the liver. The liver needs lots and lots of sulfate, and then the liver delivers the sulfate to the entire body via the bile acids. It dumps these. In fact, taurine is another one.
Yeah.
Taurine is a supplement. It's got sulfonate. It's already almost sulfate to begin with. Taurine's a super molecule because it's got sulfur almost in the form you need for sulfate.
So if you start to increase your intake of sulfate, let's say in the form of taurine and so on, and sulfurs as well, obviously mm-hmm. in general, do you still need the sun's light to cause this reaction that is required for health?
You do, because it's also transporting the cholesterol. So the cholesterol is also problematic. So it's interesting because both cholesterol and sulfate are problematic in transport. And many molecules that are valuable to the body have this problem that they're difficult to transport. And so transporting in the blood is a big deal. You know, figuring out how to get a molecule from point A to point B.
Right.
And the body has figured out a terrific solution with respect to cholesterol and sulfate, which is to buddy them up. When you put them together, they make music. Each one helps the other one. It solves the other one's problems in transport. And so cholesterol sulfate becomes then a wonderful way to deliver both cholesterol and sulfate to all the tissues. When you're not getting enough sunlight, then you're not going to get enough cholesterol sulfate. This is going to make both of those molecules deficient systemically. And so that's why you get things like high LDL. So high LDL is an indicator of the liver dumping out lots of cholesterol to ship it around to the cells. Well, guess what? They don't have enough cholesterol because they're not getting enough cholesterol sulfate. That's why. That's why the LDL is high.
Interesting. Wow. This is really intriguing. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the linkage between cholesterol sulfate, vitamin D sulfate, and also some of the diseases that I think you've talked about in your paper. We're going to take a quick commercial break. If you want to learn more about Dr. Stephanie Seneff, you can go to this website. It's people, P-E-O-P-L-E, dot C-S-A-I-L, the letter C, S-A-I-L, dot M-I-T, dot E-D-U. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I love it when Dr. Stephanie Seneff is on the show because she delivers information that is actionable and meaningful to everybody's health. We're talking about sulfates, cholesterol sulfate, vitamin D sulfate, and some of the most common diseases today. So if we start to factor back in the importance of cholesterol sulfate, vitamin D sulfate, what types of diseases do we see that are affected by this?
Well, I mean, an interesting one is arthritis, because that's, you know, you get this, your joints get attacked basically by inflammation, and then they lose their lubrication. And the thing that people don't realize is that their joints contain a lot of chondroitin sulfate. And the, I mean, this is why they think chondroitin sulfate is a good supplement to take for your joints. But what happens is that the body goes, you know, these immune cells go in there and they start attacking the chondroitin sulfate because they need it for the blood. And so it keeps on getting broken down, and then the joints have to keep making more, but they don't have enough sulfur and they don't have enough sunlight, so they're having trouble making more, you know, and so it gets deficient. So basically the blood is stealing the chondroitin sulfate from the joints, and that's what's causing then the joints to be have insufficient sulfate, which is going to mess up the water in the joints and make it less viscous, which is going to make the joint then, you know, wear. It's going to make it have pain.
Right, right.
So this is, so that you take that one, that's just an example, but every one of them is like that. If you look at the gut, you're basically losing sulfate in the gut, and then the gut gets leaky, and you get into all these digestive problems, and you get into, because you lost the sulfate.
So how much sulfate?
In the brain. So, for example, autism, autism has been shown. They've looked at autistic brains postmortem. They've looked at the amount of sulfate in the cerebrospinal fluid. They found that it's short. There's not enough sulfate in autism brains.
So how much sulfate should someone strive to get? And we talked about taurine, but are there other ways to get sulfate?
Interesting. People would think, well, let's just take sulfate, like magnesium sulfate, for example. You know, let's just take magnesium sulfate. When you do that, you're going to probably get gut problems. You're going to get diarrhea because it's very difficult to transport the sulfate if it doesn't have a carrier molecule. That's the whole reason why you need the cholesterol or the vitamin D, because they can transport it. You need the sterols. And also estrone sulfate, testosterone sulfate, those are all produced from cholesterol. All these DHEA sulfate is the other highest sterol sulfate in the blood besides cholesterol sulfate.
That's right, because when they measure DHEA, they don't measure DHEA, they measure the sulfate of DHEA.
Don't talk about the sulfate. It's just like, oh, yeah, there's sulfate. It doesn't matter. I mean, no one pays attention to the sulfate, but I've seen plenty of papers that show, for example, DHEA sulfate has wonderful effects on something. DHEA doesn't work. You need the sulfate,
And
people just don't notice that. It's like an invisible molecule.
And the sulfate is created, the sulfated bond, let's say you take DHEA and it does raise, the sulfated bond is created in the liver, correct?
Yes, well, the liver is very good at putting, there's a lot of cells that have the enzyme that does it, but that enzyme actually can get disrupted by toxic chemicals in the environment. So it's been actually shown in studies of E. coli that glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, messes up this activated sulfate molecule that you need in order to be able to put the sulfate onto the sterols. So the liver becomes impaired in its ability to produce these sulfated molecules, and it also becomes impaired in its ability to ship out the bile acids. This happens in the presence of glyphosate, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, there's even studies that have shown that in fish, for example, have shown that the bile acids get disrupted. And also there's studies in rats that show that the cytochrome P450 enzymes that activate the bile acids are disrupted. So it makes sense to me that what's happening is that you're getting poisons in the liver that are disrupting the liver's ability to produce all these sulfated sterols. Taurine, by the way, is also shipped out by the liver in these bile acids. So when the bile acids aren't flowing, the gut doesn't get all this sulfate stuff that it needs to be healthy, and also ordinarily it would be shipped on to the rest of the body from the gut, but that's not happening either because it's getting stuck in the liver. And the liver is actually getting toxic because it's being exposed to these precursor bile acids that actually become toxic if you can't, use those type enzymes to fix them. So you end up with a really bad situation where the body is deficient in sulfate and the liver is being poisoned.
So if you start
because of these toxic chemicals.
If you start focusing on getting more sulfates, let's say MSM and taurine, just for the sake of this conversation.
Yeah, those are two good ones.
Okay, what can you do to help your liver make the conversions it needs to make, assuming that your liver is not toxic, it's not been harmed by certain agents? What can you do to tilt the odds in your favor?
Well, I would assume that it has been harmed by certain agents because there are so many poisons in our environment, particularly glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, which is the herbicide that's the most used on the entire planet. Roundup is the herbicide that's been going up exactly in step with autism over time. The autism rates in first grade exactly match the increased use of glyphosate on corn and soy crops in the U.S. So, I mean, I think the glyphosate is causing the epidemic of autism and is causing a whole bunch of other things. Centered on, the first thing is to mess up the liver and mess up those cytochrome P450 enzymes in the liver that would make the bile acids. And also, by the way, those very same enzymes activate vitamin D. So vitamin D is actually going in there to test, okay, are these type enzymes working? And if they are, then I'll go out as 25-OH vitamin D. If they aren't, I won't. I'll just get stuck as vitamin D, the precursor.
Right.
And then you'll have low vitamin D, which is, of course, an epidemic these days. No surprise there because you've got all this glyphosate. The trick is to go organic. The first thing you've got to do before you do anything else is to stop buying the poison food.
Yeah,
certainly that means don't eat the processed foods. Don't eat all the soy-based products and the corn starch and the corn high fructose corn syrup and all that stuff.
We're doing a show tomorrow We're doing Casual Friday tomorrow. Elisa Profumo is talking about potatoes that are grown from McDonald's. You have to listen to the show. If you still think that eating at McDonald's is, oh, once in a while, it's no big deal, wait until you hear the story about their French fries tomorrow. When you hear about the growing of the potatoes that they use for their French fries, you will never even step foot in a McDonald's again, I promise you. But you're right. So really, the first thing is you've got to clean up what you're eating and try to get your liver back in shape using things like milk thistle and N-acetylcysteine and stuff like that to try to cleanse the liver. And sulfur, by the way, is a detoxifying agent as well, isn't it?
Well, certainly. Any form of sulfur is going to help the liver. The liver actually gets depleted in glutathione in the presence of glyphosate. Glutathione is, of course, the most important sulfur-carrying antioxidant in the body, used by all the cells. When it's deficient, you know, things start getting wrecked. Because that's the thing, though. You need the oxygen. You know, you can't live without oxygen, but oxygen's very dangerous if you can't contain it properly. And that's what the glutathione is for. The glutathione prevents the oxygen from being misused in places where it's not supposed to be happening, you know. It's going to react in wrong places and cause damage unless you've got enough glutathione.
You know, I don't want to do a shameless pimp job here for one of our sponsors, but Livon Labs has a liposomally delivered glutathione that has been clinically studied, and it does raise glutathione levels in the body. And so,
and that, of course, is a sulfur-containing molecule.
I know, it stinks, but I like it. But you're right, when you open it, it smells like rotten eggs.
There you go.
So there you go. It has plenty of sulfur.
Yeah,
in it.
I'll tell you another thing that's cool to do, which I really endorse, is to go to the beach and walk in the water along the shore. Very, very important. It turns out the water, the air around the ocean has more sulfur in it. So you can actually, your skin can actually take that sulfur right out of the air, turn it into sulfate, fixate it, hook it up to a cholesterol molecule or a vitamin D molecule and ship it out. So you can pick up sulfur through the skin.
No wonder why we love the seashore. I mean, doesn't it make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could live by the ocean. I got to be honest with you.
I know. I do too.
Unfortunately, it's not going to happen for me anytime soon. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more to talk about. We're talking with Dr. Stephanie Seneff. Her website is people.csail.mit.edu. Stay tuned. We shall return.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Stephanie Seneff from MIT. We're talking about sulfated cholesterol, sulfated vitamin D, its linkage to health, its possible the reason for, at least part of the reason why there is always conflicting information about controlled trials on orally administered or intramuscularly administered vitamin D supplements. So let's talk a little bit about what goes on in the skin for a second. I don't know if you know, you heard during one of the breaks, but in 9 years of doing this show, I avoided getting into the supplement industry. But more recently, I came out with my first supplement, and it is a topically delivered vitamin D supplement. It's cholecalciferol through the skin, because I just feel like it's more appropriate than taking it through the gut. But with that being said, I feel like there may be some things lacking with it. And so this is kind of a question and answer that's a little selfish, but the audience should get something out of it as well. So what I've learned about vitamin D after reading just a schwack of research and information is that, as we said before, the sun takes a form of cholesterol, turns it into pre-vitamin D. Then pre-vitamin D has to kind of stay in the skin for a while to turn into cholecalciferol. And then that travels through the body and becomes 25-hydroxy in the liver, and then goes on to the 1,25-hydroxy. Correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the terminology of cholecalciferol. I always get a little confused
that's
on what that
D3.
Is, but I know
that's
that,
the D3. Cholecalciferol.
Yeah, if that is the one without any activations, then you're right. I'm not sure myself. So
okay.
As far as I know, I think you're right.
So here's
the 25-125 is correct.
That's, okay. So here's part of the issue with sun exposure. Sun both takes 7-hydrocholesterol and turns it into pre-vitamin D, but also can slow down the conversion of pre-vitamin D to D3, because the skin has a negative feedback loop. If you spend days in the sun, the body wants to be careful not to overproduce D3. And
right.
So one of the things that it does is it both produces and blunts. Sunlight both produces and blunts the conversion of pre-vitamin D to D3. That's why, in my humble, ignorant estimation, people do better by going in the sun every other day, every third day, than every single day for long periods of time, because they will actually see a diminished response, both by the melanocortin system darkening the skin, but more importantly,
right. The
body goes, hey, if you're going to get sun every day, we really don't need to release all this D3 into the bloodstream right now. We're just going to let some of it just dissipate. And that's what it does. But with that being said, pre-vitamin D is very interesting to me. And, and I'm wondering, is the pre-vitamin D with the presence of the sulfate bond, is that what turns into D-sulfate?
Yes. Well, you have to, so the skin actually makes the sulfate on the fly. And this is a theory that I have, and we've published papers on it, using sunlight as a catalyst. which is very interesting. And actually, if we're right, the molecule that does this requires a lot of things. So there's lots of ways in which it can get derailed, because it needs zinc, it needs iron, it needs, of course, oxygen and sulfur as precursors, and it also needs cobalamin, B12.
Sure.
And it needs tryptophan. Tryptophan is an interesting molecule
really?
All by itself, which I think is extremely deficient today because of glyphosate. It's the product of the pathway that glyphosate disrupts. And tryptophan deficiency will get you in trouble with sunlight, because tryptophan actually, very interestingly, and I only learned this fairly recently, converts UV light into blue light. And tryptophan is also the precursor to melanin, so it sort of makes a lot of sense that the tryptophan comes in, grabs the UV, turns it into blue. Turns out Enos, the molecule that makes the sulfate, needs blue light. So tryptophan is working together with Enos to make the sulfate. If there's not enough tryptophan, you can't do it. And so this could also explain why some people just can't get vitamin D from the sun. I've heard people tell me, no matter how long I'm out in the sun, it doesn't raise my vitamin D.
Okay, so now let's talk about it. First of all, for those out there who don't know what Enos is, it's endothelial nitric oxide synthase, correct?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I noticed the phenomenon in my own personal life this year. This summer, Elisa and I spent, just like we always do, a lot of time in our garden gardening. And we also went to Mexico. And I was the darkest I've been since I was a young man living in Las Vegas. And when I had my vitamin D test done, 25-hydroxy, I was remarkably lower than I thought. I was just in the mid-30s, and I thought, how could that be?
You'd like to be much higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could that be?
Interesting.
Well, and that's when I started looking into the research between how the conversion occurs from pre-vitamin D to D3. And
yeah.
The more sun you get, the less D3 is produced from the pre-vitamin D, I learned. And that's when I thought, well, every other day, every third day it works. And I have a good friend who has a very expensive sunbed that produces all the same spectrum of the sun. And he just does it twice a week. And he has and he's similar to me. He's got a darker skin, you know, olive complexion like I do.
Yeah.
And he's always in the 80s.
Interesting.
So, but
well, I don't know what your diet is, but of course, glyphosate can completely destroy your ability to make the vitamin D.
How
so
long will
be.
That last? I could have come in. I mean, I did use Roundup when I was married to kill weeds in the sidewalk, and God knows my neighbors probably use it, even though we use.
Yeah, it's very hard to avoid Roundup. You know, it can be in the air, in the water, in the food. I mean, it's everywhere. It's very hard to avoid.
So, do I have to just focus on pure cleansing my body, taking approaches to detoxifying my body, and even I'm a big fan of planned phlebotomy. I may step up my planned phlebotomy.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I know people who really like phlebotomy. I mean, that's actually, to me, it's possible phlebotomy, part of the goal is to get rid of some of the toxins that are in the blood, right?
Sure.
You get rid of the blood, you get rid of the toxins.
Well,
and your
iron,
blood grows back, so. I know it's supposed to be to get rid of iron, but I mean, as a side benefit, whatever toxins are with that blood that you've drawn away, those toxins are gone. It's a way to dilute, at least, the amount of toxins in your blood. I don't know how long it takes for glyphosate to work its way out, and I don't know how long it takes for the liver to heal. I mean, there's a lot of things. And, of course, glyphosate makes everything else more toxic, too, so any kind of toxic chemicals that are coming along, if you've got glyphosate in your liver, the liver can't detoxify the other things nearly as well.
Yeah.
And that's going to further mess things up. Lots of chemicals mess up the cytochrome P450 enzymes, which is why I think the purpose of the vitamin D in biological systems is to check out those enzymes and make sure they're working. It's very interesting to me that vitamin D gets activated by the same enzymes that make those bile acids. That's no accident, you
right,
know?
Right.
That's because the vitamin D is going in there as a test. It's like, okay, good, these enzymes are working. We can make this signal that's going to tell all the cells of the body, hey, okay, good, we've got a healthy liver here, you know, don't worry about it. And this is why I think it's dangerous to take huge doses of oral vitamin D, because that can jam its way through that system and fool your body into thinking the liver's okay when it's not. So if somebody's got serious liver problems and they're taking tons of vitamin D, their cells may start behaving recklessly, and then you'll end up in worse trouble down the road. You may feel better at first because your health cells are happy, you know, they don't have to do all the jump through hoops to try to get around the fact that the SIP enzymes aren't working, because they think naively that they are, you know?
Well,
and then they behave recklessly, and now you're in worse trouble than you were before after a while.
My perspective is a bit simplistic. I look at us through an evolutionary looking glass, if you will, and I say, look, we've never gotten 10,000 IUs of vitamin D through our gut, unless we were eating polar bear liver or something like
that. I know. And in fact, if you think about it, another thing I want to point I want to make is that when you eat vitamin D naturally through foods that contain it, you're also eating cholesterol sulfate. You take, for example, seal blubber. Seal blubber is loaded with vitamin D, and it's also loaded with cholesterol sulfate. Those seals sit out there all day in the sun, soaking up the sun. And so if you eat seal blubber, you're going to get lots of vitamin D, but you're also going to get lots of cholesterol sulfate. So in a way, the vitamin D is conveying another message, which is, okay, guys, we've got cholesterol sulfate. It's good to go. But if you just take vitamin D that's been synthetically manufactured in isolation, there's no cholesterol sulfate, you know? So again, it's lying. Vitamin D supplements are lying.
This is so interesting because there's so many people out there that are just jumping on this bandwagon that just take mega doses of oral vitamin D and you'll be fine. And we're finding out that that's just not the case. And this is a much more intricate, like everything else in the body. It's never just one thing. And we're silly to even think it is.
We are. And it just fascinates me that people are like, oh, yeah, we've got vitamin D deficiency, pop a pill. You know, everyone is so happy that they can just take this supplement and think that they're solving their problems. But the vitamin D is just a messenger. And if a message is false, then your body's going to be really screwed up, you know?
We have to take a last commercial break, but I want to talk about a study that I just read recently that was done on premenopausal women and vitamin D to look at its effect on mood and markers of heart disease. Did you see that recent study that just came out by any chance?
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, but,
I wish I had.
It's really interesting because it supports what we're talking about here. We'll take our last commercial break, and we'll be right back with more of Dr. Stephanie Seneff. Stay tuned.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Okay, I want to talk about this study that just came out that was done on, and you know, the Vitamin D Council, I honestly feel, and I'm saying this with all credit and respect for Dr. Stephen Canal, Dr. Canal. They have become a little too monolithic in their message. Mm-hmm. Everything is good. Everything is good. Vitamin D is only good. Taking vitamin D is right. only good. And so they had a piece in their most recent newsletter where they said vitamin D may help increase benefit mood in premenopausal women. And I looked at the actual paper itself instead of just reading the press release. And what I discovered was the paper actually looked at both the cardio markers, the markers of heart disease and mood as a secondary. And they gave these women a single injection of, I think, 50 or 100,000 IUs of vitamin D. And we know this is an intramuscular injection. This is not sub-Q. This is intramuscular. And once again, you don't get vitamin D directly in your muscles. It comes through the skin. Once again, bypassing the evolutionary
that's totally abnormal.
Yeah. And so, and what they discovered was it had no, it did not help produce any type of benefits for the heart. But they did, you know, on one of those subjective scoring systems say that it did improve mood. But when you read the press release, it was positioned that it's all good. And this is my frustration about vitamin D. You know, the idea that what we know about vitamin D right now is telling us that people should be taking 10, 20,000 IUs a day, as you point out,
crazy.
I think it's reckless. I got to be honest with you.
It's totally reckless. It really worries me because I have a granddaughter who is now 2 years old, and when she was born 2 years ago, her pediatrician said, you know, you want to give her vitamin D supplements starting at birth, basically. And I just think that's crazy. To give a brand new baby vitamin D supplements, you know? I mean, I'm all about getting out in the sun, but it's just crazy. Fortunately, her mom agreed with me that it was not a good idea, but but I mean, that's what they're doing now. They're just handing them out like candy to all the kids. I mean, I think it's worrisome. There was a study that was done on heart patients, and I won't remember exactly the details, but I know that they did a placebo-controlled study with a vitamin D supplement. And they found that the vitamin D supplement increased calcification in the plaque, which is not surprising because vitamin D pushes calcium into the tissues. You know, it promotes calcium uptake. That's going to be calcification, and plaque calcification is not something you want, you know?
Right.
That's how you get hardening of the arteries, and the arteries can't work anymore.
Yes.
So I don't think it's good for the heart, you know? And the thing, people are so confused because they see, it's very clear that sunny places have reduced heart disease risk. There's a linear relationship. I've seen a plot in a paper where they just put, you know, country, but they put geographical locations as dots on the map of heart disease rates versus amount of sunlight, you know, how sunny that climate they have. And it was a complete linear inverse relationship. More sun, less heart disease. So it's very clear that the sun protects, but it isn't clear that vitamin D protects.
Yeah.
And so people get so confused because they always substitute when they hear sunlight. I even say, oh, yeah, you need to get out in the sun. You need to get sunlight exposure. And then that person will answer, oh, yeah, I know vitamin D is really important. I'm saying, no, not vitamin D, sunlight, you know.
Yeah,
people don't even hear that message.
Yeah.
And they'll tell people, my sister had a severe vitamin D deficiency, and her doctor says, stay out of the sun and take this Whopper pill, you know.
That's so stupid.
Stay out of the sun. That was his instructions. His first thing, stay out of the sun, take this pill. I mean, it's crazy. We, you know, we evolved with the sun. The sun is a beautiful source of energy, and we have figured out how to use it very effectively. That sulfate anion that's produced is actually storing the energy from the sun.
Well, in fact, if you listen to Dr. Daniel Lieberman, as he talks about the book, The Story of the Human Body, we became exploitive of the sun. Other animals could not spend the amount of time in the sun that we could, because when we became bipeds, we reduced the surface area that the sun affected. So we actually exploited the sun, because other animals would tire and collapse, and we would run after them until they would fall down and panting, and then we would eat them. So I mean, we spent a lot of time in the sun, and we didn't get cancer from it. One other thing,
I think we actually evolved on the seashore where there is plenty of sun. You know,
one other thing, of course,
we have a naked skin too, so we don't have fur that's going to sort of, you know, hide our skin from the sun.
Right. The other thing that I think about whenever we talk about the cytochrome P450 cascade. These enzymes are precursors for each enzyme that is upstream from them. So, in other words, cyclooxygenases directly a precursor to aromatase. If you affect cyclooxygenase, you affect the production of aromatase. And then if you affect the production of aromatase, you affect the production of every enzyme after it. It's like a train. If you got 100 cars.
These pathways are amazing, these sort of, triggered by something, and then this whole cascade happens.
Yes.
It's amazing, actually, how orchestrated it is. And it's all maintaining a policy, you know. And so when calcium goes into a cell, it turns on all kinds of enzymes and turns off a whole bunch of others. It just totally changes the way the cell behaves, because it's like we're on a different policy now.
Well, it's like, I think of a train, a 100-car train, and if you just pull the pin out of car number 54 and 55, you know, 54 will keep going up the track, and 55 and through 100, they just stop. They're not going to work right.
Yeah.
And you know, everything affects this cascade. So those out there who say, oh, a little alcohol is good for you, one of the most disruptive things to the P450 enzyme cascade is alcohol. And people go, oh, well, you know, a little alcohol is good for you. I say nonsense. In fact, it's probably through that cascade's manipulation that alcohol causes an infiltration of calcium into the mitochondria of cells. So, I mean, it's like there's so many things that fool with that cascade. People who take NSAIDs for back pain, you're messing
right.
with that cascade. That could be affecting their ability to sulfate their vitamin D.
Right. I mean, in fact, all the drugs, you know, the drugs are all hard on the liver. And if you can't metabolize the drugs, they'll be harder on the liver. And, of course, as I said, glyphosate disrupts your ability to metabolize them. So acetaminophen, Tylenol can become really toxic if your liver's not up to it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and if you drink
anything. And all these things are going to affect those liver enzymes, and those liver is really, I mean, it's almost the most important organ in the body. I mean, you might say the heart is, but or the brain, but those three, you know?
Well, think about
really
it.
Important.
What if you look at the word phonetically, and the word liver, it's the word live.
Oh, yeah.
Live.
I wonder if that's drive that way. It might be.
I always thought so. And you know, the liver is like that sponge that you had when you had your first apartment that stunk to high heaven, but you can't throw your liver away. You got to find a way to clean it. So
I know. The liver really is so important for detoxifying, you know, and also for keeping the gut healthy, because sending those bile acids, you need them to digest fat. So I think a lot of people have trouble digesting fats because the bile acids aren't flowing.
Yeah. You know,
if you can't digest fats, you've got a whole bunch of other issues.
I think this discussion is an eye-opening discussion. It's one that has to be talked about more often, and I want to thank you for coming on the show today, Dr. Senna.
My pleasure. I always enjoy talking to you, so thank you for inviting me.
Take care. And we also want to thank Ken O'Neill for coming on during the first hour for Transevolutionary Fitness Radio. Please visit his website, transevolutionaryfitness.com. And tomorrow is Friday. We have a great show planned for Casual Friday, so please join us, and thank you for listening today.
Imagine if there was an organic raw...